I had a few things I wanted to say. Maybe you're in need of a boost or some motivation or some sort of nudge or kick to get something started in your life. Maybe you're not feeling good about yourself. I read something, I can't remember where I read it, so I can't give credit, unfortunately, because I don't remember where, but it stuck with me. And recently I read, no one is going to give you permission to be a badass. Now, what that means is if you want to get out there and be fucking awesome and a badass, no one's going to give you permission to do that. You can't ask for permission or ask someone to give that to you. You just have to go out and do it. Confidence, for example, is something that can be learned. You can be shy. You can be someone who's not completely comfortable with yourself, but that doesn't mean that you can't learn to be confident. A good way to do that is by working on your posture. Stand up straight, keep your shoulders down and back, and that is proven to improve your mood and how you feel about yourself. It instantly makes you taller, makes you look fitter, and it makes you appear more confident instantly. I found myself slouching at work the other day, and I was standing up, and I actually just reshifted my posture, and I'm not joking. 1 minute later, one of my coworkers looked over and said, oh my gosh, you look so tall all of a sudden. And I kind of laughed because I'm not tall at all. All I did was just readjust my posture and try to be mindful of that. And it makes you appear so much more different. It gives you presence, and it affects your mood and how you feel about yourself. So give that a try. As far as other things, these might be more personal based on my experiences, but is there something that you want in life and you haven't yet done it? Is there something you don't feel fulfilled in? Personally, myself, I tend to feel better and happier when I'm doing creative things. So I'm taking steps in my personal life to do that and spend more time in that area to feel more fulfilled. No one has to give me permission to do it. I just have to make that decision and work toward it. You have to basically be motivated, and you have to self-motivate. Sometimes self-help books, audiobooks, podcasts, YouTube videos, all of those things can help you. They can help get you in the right mindset, but ultimately it's you that's the driving force that can make the change. This brings me to body positivity. I don't know if anyone on this planet is completely happy with their body. They might seem that they are, but I feel like everyone I've met, even if they seem like the most confident, fit, attractive person, there's something that they feel they need to work on. And maybe this is speaking for our striving for perfection or the influence that media has on how we feel about ourselves and how we look. But everybody is struggling in some way, physically, emotionally, but also about how we feel about our physical appearances. That's why the plastic surgery industry is so gigantic. You see it in certain cultures that it's really accepted that that's just what you do because this is how you were, quote, supposed to look. I'm not perfect. Jesus, no, not at all. I have stretch marks and I have cellulite. I do. I'm telling you right now. So whatever you seem to see and think about my body, say about it, I'm not perfect, and there are things that I wish I could improve, and I want to improve, and I'm working on improving. A big thing, too, is to realize that no matter what point you're at, you can improve, you can get better. If your health is important to you, say your doctor tells you you need to lose some weight, or that you have something that you need to work on, diet and exercise can play a giant role in turning that around for yourself. Exercise helps you sleep better. It regulates sleep cycles. It puts you in a better mood. You get endorphins. And the more you do it, the more you want to do it. It's good for you to move your body. It's good for you to move your body. And as you get older, it's more important to move your body. So if you establish these sorts of things earlier in your life, it'll be better for you down the road. And even if you're someone who's neglected that for a while, that doesn't mean that you can't start back up. Just don't have completely unrealistic ideals to start. Start small. Every little bit impacts your health. Cumulatively, what you put in your mouth, what you're eating, how much sugar you're intaking, how much alcohol you're drinking, what kinds of foods you're eating, how late you eat, how much you eat. Listen to your body. Listen to it. Listen to what it wants. Give it what it wants. Nourish it. Drink water. Pick the healthier options. It will make you feel better. I know that's common sense, probably, but I promise you, it makes a big, big difference. On the same note, be kind to yourself. I personally can be a perfectionist at times, and I'm learning to try and be nicer to myself. So say there is a part of my body that I don't like, and I'm not going to be too specific. Instead of, this is going to sound cheesy, but instead of being upset and frustrated about it, you have to learn to love yourself the way you are now. I'm going to repeat that. Instead of being upset and frustrated and angry, maybe even shameful about how you are and how you look, you have to love yourself as you are now. Because that is going to help you get to where you need to be. You love yourself. You say, okay, I'm going to change because I love myself, because I love my body. I love who I am. Right now, I accept that I might have things that I could be better at, but I'm going to do better and be better because I'm a good person and I can affect change. And I am motivated. It kind of breaks my heart to see people around my age and younger, or even older, who struggle with certain things. Because I've been there. I mean, when I was in ballet, I remember not being comfortable with my body. And then I look back now and I think about what I looked like then, and I'm like, I would kill to have the muscle tone that I had then. But guess what? I didn't understand how I looked then, and I felt self-conscious and not happy with it. And I think that a lot of us, time adds perspective, and sometimes you might just need to be at the right place at the right time. You read a certain line, you read the right book, you meet the right person who says something and it clicks something in your brain and it makes you say, I get it now. I can be these things. I can go out. I can do what makes me happy. I can kick ass. If I want to change my health, I can do that because I love myself and I'm going to do that for myself. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing, everything all at once. Don't overwhelm yourself with change. Start small. Maybe you live in a house full of clutter. You can change that. You can start small, pick one room, pick up a little bit every day, and before you know it, it's going to look much, much better. Do you want to get back in shape? You haven't exercised in a really long time, or possibly never. Start walking. Start small. Cumulative things add up to something greater. Thanks for indulging me in this ramble. I just kind of felt like sharing what I'm working on myself, and that is I'm working on my own health and my own drive to do more things that make me happy. And if I can help you by saying something that maybe clicks in your brain, makes you realize, oh, you're right. I can do this for myself. then I want to do that. Yeah, I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, and happy Monday.